Well, it tells people to listen too. See what happens. Alright. The beginning of the Kolshav is kind of, in a way, yeah, the beginning of Kolshav kind of, in a way, is a continuation of Perek Aleph. So a lot of the Chabur, I think, is going to be focused on Perek Aleph, because it's the Gemara here kind of assumes something. Basically, Tosfos is assuming something. So I'm going to read the Gemara quickly, read Tosfos. What's going to come out, what we're going to hopefully come out with, is three or four different Mahalchen in the Rishonim regarding what is the getter of the Isser of the Isser of Ba'yuel Ba'yimotze. I know you probably spoke about this, but we have a feeling we're not going to do the same time. Fine. So the Gemara says, not even the same topic, I feel. So let's see, the Mishnah says, Kol Shah Shemutter Lechol Meichel Behem L'chaya Ula Ofos. Right? So whenever it's mutter to eat, you can give food to the behema, give the right chametz to the behema, l'chaya l'ofos, fine. And then the Mishnah goes on what you're allowed to do. But it's clear that when you're allowed to eat it, so meaning Erev Pesach, before the time that you're not allowed to have chametz, you could give it to, give your chametz to a chaya l'ofos. So the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush? Gemara says, why is it write so many things? We got it. We figured it out. Tzricha. The ton of behema, if it would have just said behema, the mishaira chazila. Right? If the behema leaves, if you give the behema the food, so if it leaves over the food, right, you have chametz, you want to make sure that in a few more hours you don't have this, and it's not in your house, it's gone. So, okay, you give it to your dog. So I'm saying if you give it to a behema, you might have thought that, well, behemos, they don't hide things, they're pretty out in the open, so you'll find it if he doesn't eat the whole thing, right? You give him the bagel, he'll need to have the bagel, you'll find it, don't worry. But a chaya, they're like little weasels. They'll take it to a corner, bury it in some place, in like the toy chest. You're not going to find it. So maybe, and I'll give it to him, because you don't plan on playing toys on Erev Pesach. You got a lot of other things to do, and you're not going to find it. And maybe you're going to come on Pesach, and it's not going to be good. You're going to have points on Pesach. The itana chaya, and if it would say chaya, mishum de imasharya miyas mitzana, if you give it to a chaya, okay, at least it's going to hide it. And then mimela on, there's a good chance he'll never even find it. He'll hide it in some hole somewhere. And even if it's there, it doesn't matter, you'll never find it. Avo behema, zimn de mishaira, velo masaka daite. But behema, maybe he'll talk a leave in the middle of a living room. You're cooking all day, you're not going to find it that day. And then on Pesach, you'll be walking in the living room, you're going to, showing around your guests, and you're on the living room table, there's going to be a bagel, and everyone's going to, you're not going to get a shidduch, right? So therefore, you might have thought you can't give it to a chaya, right? Basically, there's a havamina both for a chaya and a behema. Each other mal yusa, each other chisaron. One of them, there's a good chance you'll find it, but then again, you might find it too late. Another one, good chance you won't find it, but if you do find it, you're going to find it too late. Okay. So what's the big deal if you find it? So the Gemara says, but to be over in Bayo by Matze, you can't own. So says the Lord, you can't own chametz on Pesach. So asks Tosis.
Everything's
shalom. The in over mishum bal yatmin. Chori's asking a very strong question. Why is the Gemara saying that? I know you probably did a lot of this last week, but I'm going somewhere with this. Why? He's asking a very strong question. The Gemara is saying because you're going to find it and be over. He's saying forget if you find it. Even if you don't find it, you're going to be over on Bayo Abay Matze. Because you're not if you have chametz of a bagel, you can't cover it up with a kli, but you can't put it out of mind. It doesn't work that way. If you own it, you're over. So you're really over on Bayatman, the Gemara Darshan's and Nafheim Beis, that even when it's tamun, even when it's hidden, you're still over on Bayo Abay Matze, right? Meaning no one today has Chametz on Pesach and covers it with a sheet, and they think the game's over. They everyone, you know, I don't know, gives it away, sells it, burns it, whatever it is. Fine. So over here, why is the Gemara going out of its way? So you might find it. You might find it. You might be over on Bayu Rabbi on Bayatma, Bayu Rabbi Matze, by owning it. So you're saying if it ain't over, Mishum Bayu Rabbi Mishum Bayatman. Bayatman Nafkalan Milo Yimatze. We learn Bayatman, you can't, it's just a drush as in the Gemara, not Ham Bez. We learn that you can't own it even when it's covered from the pasuk of Lo Yimatze. The Ainza Matsui Kivan She'en Yadua Heichanhu. It's not considered Matsui because you don't know where it is. Because Aga, there's a Machok Zachronim in this Tosfos. What does Tosfos mean? Some say Tosfos means that that if you part of Shabbos Tosfos, he's just saying that not Matsui. It has to be Matsui Etzlo. You have to. It has to be next to you. You have to know where it is. So the question is, do you have to know where it is? You have to know, like, oh, I know it's, you know, if you go to my house, go to the left wing, up the stairs, blah, 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 you'll find a bagel. You know exactly where it is. Or you know that somewhere in your house you have a bagel. It's a chokhmah d'chronim, what Tosfos means. If he means that, let's say you know there's a bagel in your house, you don't know where it is. You, for the life of you, you don't remember where you put it. So, is that considered matsui? Because it's there, you just don't know where it is? Or no, it has to be that, you know, you even know where it is. Okay, machlokes b'chronim. So if you look at one of the gevaldik things about Pesachim is that there's a lot of balei Tosfos. There's the Tosfos that we have in the daf, and there's Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, Tosfos Shantz, and Tosfos Rush. And it helps a lot, because if you don't understand that, say, Pshat on the Tosfos, there's really balei Tosfos you can look at to see what Pshat probably was. It's very helpful. And it's over here, the Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, I mean, not doubtful, they always sing exactly the same thing, but very often they'll help each other out. So over here, the Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure he is actually to Meduyuk, the Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz says that you know you have it. Matsui, meaning Matsui, as opposed to in the forest, meaning maybe the weasel took it out into the forest and it's never going to come back and it's gone and you don't have it. So it's not Matsui Tzol. You don't even know you don't know it's in your house. Right? Or the weasel might have eaten it. You don't know it's in your house. So that's considered Einu Matsui. But if you know for sure it's somewhere in your shush, you own it, but you just don't know where it is, you're over on Bayu Abay Matsui, even if you don't know where it is. Okay. So what comes out of Tosfos? What comes out of Tosfos is the following getter lechora in Bayu Abay Matsui. That if you own, I'm going to work with Rebbeinu Peretz now. I'm going to work with that, just for easy. In this Machlokes Achronim, I'm going to work with Achronim. I'm going to work with that shot, just for easy sake. So what comes out of the getter of Bayu Abay Matsui according to Tosfos? Very pasha. Bayu Abay Matsui, anytime you own chametz, that you where in a situation where you know that you have chametz. If you know you have chametz and you own it and you didn't get rid of it, you're over Bayu Abay Matsui. If you own chametz but had no idea, it's not that you're over Bayu Abay Matsui b'shogeg or b'ones. You're not over Bayu Abay Matsui. It's not Matsui Yitzlo. That's what comes out of Tosfos, right? So the bialis on intentions that you own it, because you do own it, taka. But you have to own it in a way that's Matsui Yitzlo. It has to be
accessible.
Yeah, accessible. It's not necessarily accessible because you just know where it is. That's not that stuff gets accessible. You know that you own it. It's not even necessarily accessible. But it has to be that okay, we'll call it accessible. It's not exactly that, but fine. Yeah, that's a chortoli on the machlokes achronim. But okay, we'll call it accessible. But it has to be that you know you have chametz and you're owning chametz. Okay. So basically, you can't have Bayu Abay Matsui b'shogeg or b'ones. Okay. So that's one getter of Bayu Abay Matsui according to Tosfos. V'chein mashma b'perakama b'perakama. And so it seems like that in Parakama. Okay. In Parakama. Oh, so what's his raya? So the chora, this raya, we're going to learn that Gemara. How to learn that Gemara is going to be focused on the Shonim, and that's going to be the other Gedarim of Bayu Abay Matsui. What's his raya? B'chein mekash b'parakama d'parich b'chein mishkachas lo mivakla. I'll just read Tosfos and I'll learn that Gemara. Mashma d'chol kama d'lo mishkachas lo over v'ayra. Lo over v'ayra. Oh, so what's his raya? The chora, that sounds like a very good raya. The Gemara says that when you find it, battle it. So let's see. Oh, says the Gemara based on bottom. I'm Rabbi Huda, I'm a Rav. Habodek, Zarech, Shia, Vatel. So someone who does bedika, still you do bittul, he does every year, right? You do bedika, schametz, and you do kol chamira. He does every year, your vodik and your mevata. So that's what he says, it's coming from his gemara, that a vodik sarech sheyevata. Okay? My time, why mevata? If you were vodik, you don't have any chametz. Why are you doing kol chamira? It's ridiculous. Ine mishum pirurin. Whatever, Viter, I'm going to skip a little bit because it's not for us. Oh. So what does he say? I'm a Rav, this is the reason. There's a good, you know, important Gemara, look at it, but not for us. But what's important for us right now is the Gemara says, right, after you do B'dikas Chametz, you have to say Kol Chamir. Oh. She says, so what's Pshat? I don't understand. Why are you doing that? Ridiculous. You're already Bodek. You don't have any Chametz. Why are you Mevatel? Amarava, Gzeira Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe, Vidayati Love. Oh, you might have a really good piece of cake, right? And this is like a Dunkin' Donut, right? You're not gonna be able to overcome yourself. It's gonna be great, you might have a Dunkin' Donut. That's what it's saying, right? You might have a Dunkin' Donut and that is not bottle. I'm going to actually learn the Gemara according to Tosis right now. Rashi says, we're actually going to learn differently. I'm going to read the Gemara the way Tosis is learning the Gemara. So Tosis is learning the Gemara that, and it's my first Tosis over here, just not going to read everything inside, but I'm reading the Gemara according to Tosis. The Gemara says that by pirurin, right, if they're like little stupid crumbs or whatever, they're bottle made of, no one ever thinks about them, no one cares about little crumbs of you know, half stale bread or little things, no one cares. Bottle. You don't have to be mevatel that even. Oh, what do you have to mevatel? A gluski yafe. Taka, you have a entire dozen Dunkin' Donuts. The MTA boys go nuts over this, right? Of course, that's chashev. That's not batel mei love, right? That's very chashev. You can sell it for a dollar a piece. So the you might taka have forgotten that you had Dunkin' Donuts, and it's not going to be batel mei love, and taka you're going to be over. So says the Gemara. That makes no sense. The chimish kach is like the vatle. Okay, so when it comes to on Pesach, you find it. So fine, mevatel it. Shalom Yisrael. What's the big deal? Okay, so you might have it. Shkayach. Okay, so when you find it, mevatel it. Says the Gemara. No, don't mishkach is like the baser yisur. But lav rishus akayim of v'lo matzim vatle. Right? If let's say bittel means hefker. Let's say according to Tosfos. So you know you're gonna find it when. In the middle of Chol Hamoed, right? You're gonna find it in the middle of Pesach. You're gonna see this thing. You're gonna, oh my gosh, I have to mevatel this. You can't mevatel it. You're gonna be over and by Rabbi Matzeh because you're not able to mevatel at that point because it's not reshuscha at that point. So you took it out of your reshus on Pesach. You're not able to mevatel this. You're not able to mevatel it. You're gonna be over and by Rabbi Matzeh. Oh. So chor this gemara is a pella. Why is it a pella? This is Tosis Raya. This chor this gemara is a pella. Who cares that? Why is the Gemara saying, why do you have to mevatel? Oh, because you might find it on Chol Hamoed and you're not going to be able to mevatel it. I understand, you have to mevatel it. Because if you find it, you're not going to be able to mevatel it. That's what the Gemara says. Forget if you're going to find it, you won't be able to mevatel it. You're going to be over b'shogeg. You have chametz on Pesach. Let's say you don't never find it. You find it, you know, a week and a half after Pesach. You had chametz on Pesach. Right, you don't want to be over on by Rabbi Matze b'shogeg. Right, I don't want to be over on Yisurin b'shogeg. So that's why you have to it, because otherwise you're pushed in. You're going to be over on by Rabbi Matze b'shogeg. That's why you have to it. So what do you see in this Gemara? This is the Tosis is Raya. You see mafurish that
until you find it,
you're not over.
You're not over. Right.
But once you find it, now you talk and know that you have chametz. And you can't be mevatel it. You're over by Yom Matze. That's what comes out of Tosis. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the Gemara. Pashut the Gemara Mefureshes. So right now, that's Shita's Tosis. So Tosis says that you're over by Yom Matze when you have chametz in your Rishus that you know about and you're not, and you own it and you're not, and you know about it. Okay. Tosis Rush. So there's a rush over here. Very cryptic rush. Which chura means what the Tosis Rush says, but it's very cryptic. So there was a deal in the Achronim how to understand this Rush. But if they would have this Tosis Rush is a very new find it's within the last whatever number of years. So the chura, if they would have had this Tosis Rush, the discussion would have been over probably because the chura it's pasha. This is what the Rush meant in his psachim. So it's, you know, so, you know, Ashrinu that we were zochet to this Tosfos Rosh. The Tosfos Rosh has a different pshat in this Gemara. Oh, he says Tosfos Rosh. He has a very similar pshat. He, in the Vayar, the Gemara basically like Tosfos, with one very different nekuda, right? We're going to Tosfos. You can't be over on Bayor by Matzah B'Shogeg. Says Tosfos Rosh, that is incorrect. He knows the Gemara exactly like Tosfos. Then he says totally different. He says, Hilka. Right, he has the same kach of whatever hilka. Near lefarish mishum de leelkam or leilema mishum pirurin shen nisharu bebayis. There's a Tosfos Rosh of avam beis. Below yid biyaso bekoy b'yisur bayu abay matzei bekamer bekevin de lo chashivi havi kambo hefker below koy b'yisur bayu abay matzei. Right, the Gemara is saying that they're, well, you're worried about pirurin. They're batal meileim. Who cares about pirurin? The kamer rava shem yimse gluska yafia. Right, the daiti lave klomer chashuve beinav v'koyel lo beisur bayira. You're gonna find a box of donuts. You're gonna be over by Rabbi Matze. V'chimishkaches la levatla. Okay, so levatla right now. This is where it asks. V'lamet tzarich levatla miyad achav b'dikwadi levatla kolchamira on every Pesach. Levatla on whenever you find it. Dil mishkach mishkach la levatzer yisura. V'afilu. This is the line that he argues in Tosfos. V'afilu have a matzi levatla. And even if you could have been mevatel, he's adding to the Gemara. But the Gemara is saying the Tosfos, according to Tosfos and Pashup Shad, according to Tosfos Rosh, also learning the Gemara this way, like Tosfos. The Gemara says that you're only over. There's only a shad that you have to meet, that you mevatel it when you find it. If you don't find it, you're not over. Adds the Tosfos Rosh. That's you have a matzah levatla, and even if you had the ability to mevatel it on Pesach, right? The Gemara says it's impossible to mevatel on Pesach. That's why make sure to mevatel before Pesach. But if you could mevatel on Pesach, according to Tosfos, Taka Shalom Israel, you could do that too, because there's no shigas by matzeh. So Tosfos Rosh is incorrect. Don't make that deal. But if you have matzeh levatel, shigas lav by matzeh ika. Even if you could mevatel it on Pesach, still you're over b'shogeg. Then Taka, what's on the Gemara? The Gemara says that why should mevatel it? Because you might come to find it on Pesach. If you find it on Pesach, then you're going to be over because you can't mevatel it. But the Gemara says, sounds like, if not for that, if you could have been mevatel on Pesach, you're not over. So what's the Gemara saying? He says, El Adifa Kamashani, the Gemara is saying better. He's saying that the Gemara could have said why you mevatel it, because you might have chametz on Pesach, they don't know about, you'll be over by Moshe V'Shogeg. And that's a terrible thing. The Gemara says better. You might find it on Pesach, and you can't be mevatel it, and you'll be over amazing, not just b'shogeg. Right? So that's what he says. B'chor can ask a question to Sraj.
Wait. For your question, just explain. I just want to know what he said.
I'm saying it right now. I'm saying it, but
no, you're asking a question. I don't want to hear questions. Fine. Tell me Pashup Shot.
So Sraj says, we don't understand until I ask my question. Trust me. So we can argue first if I can ask a question, but there's no reason, you know?
Just explain, okay.
What Tosfos Rosh says, that if you... Tosfos Rosh is saying that the Gemara in a Chanami could have said, why should mevatel it? Be mevatel it, because if you're not mevatel it,
you'll be
you might not have it, and you're going to be over, but shogeg on Pesach, that's a terrible thing.
So why didn't the Gemara say
it? The Gemara says better, that if you end up finding it on Pesach, you'll be over b'mezin.
Now it's worse.
And that's, of course it's worse. Be over b'mezin than b'shogeg, right? So the Gemara could have said be mevatel because you don't want to be over b'shogeg. You're just saying a better thing. Be mevatel because you don't want to be over b'mezin.
Okay.
So, now the question you asked on Shogeg is, why is it b'mezin? I found it on Pesach. I can't mevatel this, but I'm not mezin. I'm an onus gomer. Why am I mezin? Okay, you want to tie into your...
But the Gemara uses the word daite lavei. Mezid is the fact that you want it.
Right. They disagree with Rashi's learning. You're right with Rashi. Rashi says that you love it, that you want it, and you're not going to mevatel it.
Yeah.
Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos learns that.
How does he read the word daite lavei?
He says that in general, someone their das is on this. They don't want it to be batel. Therefore, it's not batel meila. But not that when you find it, there's no chashash that you're gonna. You're from Jew. So you're not going to think for a second. Right, you're not thinking for a second.
You're not to, you're
gonna,
like
right, exactly. You're going to think, oh my God, what should I do? You're not thinking for a second to, right? So why do we maze it? So, you have to say that in Tosfos Rosh, you have to say that, okay, you could come to maze it. Meaning it's still a stronger question, because if you come to find it on Pesach, you might be misrashel. I mean, I mean, there is a chashash in the world. It's more than just a shogeg. There's even a possibility of amazing. You might be you might first want to finish watching the Knicks. I don't know Pesach, how much of the Knicks still playing. Whatever, you know what I'm saying. You might still be wanting to
what?
In the middle of a good chess game.
Wait, I'm not fine. Let's say you are. So what?
Amazing. You have right now. You have chavetz that you own on Pesach. You have to burn it, right? That's the din. And if you don't, every second that you don't burn it, you're over and by matzah. You have chametz on Pesach, right?
So you mean you won't do it right?
Yeah, you might, you know, try to finish your dinner, you know, talk to your wife, I don't know, whatever it is, right? So, or you're in a good sugya, whatever. So you're in a mishrashel. That's talk amazing. For sure you're over amazing, but it's no better answer to those drashas because you could become over amazing. What comes out of this is a very very similar to Tosis, that the ikur by Yerub by Matzah is owning chametz on Pesach, but he disagrees with the drasha of Tosis. Tosis says that only if it's matzah it's low, only if you know about it. When Tosis says no, you're over b'shogeg if you don't, even if you don't know about it, you're over b'shogeg. If you know about it, you don't get rid of it. You're over amazing. But so they're the same in one way and different in another way. Because we're going to contrast it in a minute to Ran and Rashi, which is totally different. They're the same in that the Iker Getter, by Rabbi Matze, is owning Chametz on Pesach. Just Tosis adds that only when you know about it. And Tosis Rosh doesn't have that caveat. Okay, those are two Gedarim in terms of what the Isser of Bayroi by Matze is on Pesach. So I don't want to read it now, but if you look at Tosis Rosh on Daf Chaf Aleph, beginning of Kol Shel that we started with, Tosis Rosh over there also is a Shitaso. You'll see. It also says Shogeg, it's a Shitaso. Fine.
So it was killed.
Good. That's the Bali of Tosis. But Rashi and the Ran, Ben David, they learn very differently. Very different. Basically, it comes out of the Gemara on Daf Vav and Beis. Gemara on Daf Vav and Beis, again, now I'm going to learn the Gemara from Rashi. One more time. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, HaBodik Tzara Shri Yavatel. So HaBodik, once you do the Zikas Chametz, you still have to do Bittel. So my time, that makes no sense. Once you did Bedika, you don't have Chametz anymore. What do you mean Mevatel? It's ridiculous. Sidmar says, Amarava, Gzera Shema Yinsa Gluska Yafa Vidaiti Lave. Maybe you'll find this geschmack piece of cake, right? And it's exactly the type you like. Your wife made it especially for you for your birthday. And you're gonna want to eat it on Pesach, says Rashi. Let's see Rashi, you'll see his lashon. V'daito ale. Wait, what are you going to have? Cheshuvah hi beinav. This is like my special chocolate cake. Double fudge. V'chas ale v'soifa. You're not going to want to burn it. You're like, oh my God, double fudge. How can I burn double fudge? U'masha filu rega echad. And then you're gonna mash. You're gonna wait. Oh my God! You're gonna think. I'm gonna add in the beer of the Meiri here. The Meiri has a very like, because the Rishonim ask on Rashi, l'chura atu Rashi iskinan. We're talking about someone who's a Rasha. That doesn't. We don't deal with Rishonim. So why are we suddenly dealing with Rishonim? So Rishonim asked that question, but I think the Meiri has a very just simple understanding, which makes a lot of sense. You know, Baba is very simple. That. He's saying that chasale and sorfa, you're not going to want to burn it because you're going to think, oh my God, double fudge, I want to keep it. You're going to start thinking, like, is there any way basically I can get out of having to burn this? You're not going to want to be over on Pesach. You're not like a mamash amazing trying to be over on Pesach. You're trying to think of some way. I don't know, maybe I can, if I give it to my neighbor, but if I give it to my neighbor, maybe I won't be over. I don't. You're like sort of like going nuts, you know, like you're having a cow because you want to keep your cake, right? So that's gonna be over the whole time because you're gonna lemaisa. That's basically amazing. Just you're not a Russia. You're trying to keep it. You're trying to keep it in a mutter way. You're trying to put an OU on this cake right now, right? Mm-hmm. But okay, that's a good point. Anyway, so says. Because Rashi, chashuv le'beinav, right? We chashuv to him. The chasa le'nisar. You're not going to want to burn it. U'masha filu regaechem. Now you'll wait a second. You're going to try to figure out what you're doing with this, right? You're going to wait. The name's over. I love by Rabbi Matzei. And talk to me over by Rabbi Matzei. Avo misha batla. But when you're mevatel the chametz, so it asks Rashi, I misha batla. So what? You're about to lay. You still might want to eat it. That's the difference. No, ain't over the low cost of El Tashbisu. Again, you see from this, with the Chashash, they're going to want to eat it. The Chashash, they're going to try to figure out something to do with this thing, right? So you're going to try to figure out something to do with it. But once you did Tashbisu, you're no longer over on Bayo Abay Matze. It's not yours anymore, right? Once it's not yours anymore, it can't be over on Bayo. You're only Bayo Abay Matze. What's on things that are yours? So therefore, you should battle it. Because the low cost of El Tashbisu, what does that mean? Low cost of El Tashbisu. Because the Torah only said Tashbisu. So I'll keep it as a question for now. I'll come back to it. Mm-hmm. So what comes out of Rashi? Chlura. This is strange. There's a bunch of ways to get to this Nakuda. The Rishonim ask questions. The Ran deals with this Rashi. The Rabbeinu Dovid deals with this Rashi. So there's a bunch of diukim you can make to come to this conclusion. I'm going to make one question, and there's much more to Mithapa, just, you know, for the sake of time and, you know, whatever. I don't want to get to every prat. But the basic question, let's say, to ask in Rashi is, why didn't you say like Tosfos? That's very simple. Tosfos is a very simple pshat. He's come up with it. He gets into these problems of Atar B'Shi Iskina. He gets into problems of, you're going to like want to be mashe. Why is he going to be mashe? What's wrong with Tosfos? To say that it's not batal, right? It's not batal, and since it's not batal, you're going to be over when you find it. Or according to Tosfos, even if you don't find it. Why is he saying dafka that when you find it, you're going to want it, and then you're going to be over? Who cares if you're going to want it or not? Just say that once you find it, you're going to be over. There's other questions you can ask, but it's good enough for now. So what already the Rishonim say in Rashi, Rabbeinu David, the Ran, they all say this. They say this in Rashi, and they say very similar in their own Shita, but we'll get there hopefully soon. But what you see from Rashi is that you're only over on Bayi Ra, Bayi Matze if you, not just by finding it, you're not over on Bayi Ra, Bayi Matze. You're over on Bayi Ra, Bayi Matze if when you find it, you then are Misrashel in burning it. Meaning, I'll give you another point. Tos asks a question on Rashi. Because I'll tell you about the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's read the Gemara time. Because this is a Gminach community in Tos and Rashi. Amar Rav again. Right, you might find this Dunkin' Donut on Pesach, or the Double Fudge Sunday, right, on Pesach. Double Fudge Sunday is probably ice cream, not hummus. Okay, so you found
all
a double...
Right, come on, no.
Sorry. Who's getting the chavur? Come on. What if someone online right now thinks that Double Fudge Sunday is a chametz to Pesach? So the Gemara asks, well, you're gonna find it, and when you find it, okay, so when you find it, mevatel it. What's the big deal?
No.
Then the Gemara says, no, do mishkach le lebasar isura v'la birshuse kaima v'lo mas mevatel it. Fractos this v'daiti lave. Pirish, v'lo batal me'ein lev kamo pirurin. That's his shot. V'al pirish, kunchus kasha. And Rashi, taka doesn't make any sense. My parich, ki mishkachas le levatle. Ha pirish, v'day te ilave. Shechas le levatle. No, I'll ask a better question. But Tosis' question is on Rashi, that why is the Gemara saying that... you know what? I'm going to leave Tosfos for a second because I don't think it's. I'm sorry. But let me ask a different question on the Gemara. The question I'm going to ask on the Gemara is the following. The Gemara says that, again, when you find it, you mevatel it. Right? And the Gemara says, no, but you can't be mevatel it because it's Pesach. So why does the Gemara say, well, when you find it, So burn it. So now, right? Why does the Gemara say the question? When you find it, burn it. Fine, you can't move out, but you can burn. Look, the Gemara could answer, what if you find it on Yom Tov? Okay, could have said that, but it didn't say that. Meaning, why didn't it say that when you find it, burn it? So according to Tosfos, won't help you. Why? Because, okay, it takes time. You got to make a fire. You got to put it in the fire. That takes around 10 minutes, right? In those 10 minutes, you're over Meshogeg on Bar Matzah. Because you own Chametz. You know you own Chametz. Okay, you're trying to get rid of it. Okay, so you're over Meshogeg bonus, whatever.
No. Tosfos says you're not over it. Tosfos says if you are involved in the process of trying to burn it, you're not over.
What Tosfos Leary mean? The Chavches?
Yeah.
I hear your question.
Yeah.
I hear your question, but I'm not sure. I hear your question.
I mean, very simple. Tosfos would say over here, you will be Misrasha. Remember, you yourself said.
That's Tosfos Rasha.
Right. Well, we could say that for Tosfos too. That he won't want to, he may do other things instead of burning right away. In Ekonami, if he would go straight away and start burning and start getting the fire, you're right, he's not going to be over. But the problem is, he may delay.
Right, no, I hear the question. The closest later does sound, no, I hear the question. Rav Shlomo Zalman makes this ha'ara right here, that the Mincha Shlomo over here makes the same ha'ara. No, I hear your ha'ara too. I'm not sure. I'm not on the Chavches yet, so I was hoping to answer the question when I got there. No, I'm asking to the question. I'm asking. Yeah, I think he's even made this shana. But
so I'm telling you the answer. The answer is the closest rush, very passionate.
He won't
burn it right away. He'll do all, as you yourself, you know, the closest rush said, he'll do other things.
Not here. You've been a double also makes this point. I hear. I'll back up. I'll get there in a minute. Just shot by the corner Rashi. I'm going to go back to that. Just saying. My question was again, why did Rashi say, not like Tosfos, why did Rashi just say that because you'll find it on Pesach and it'll be bottled? Why did Rashi have to add in that, because worry about it. You might not know. If you find it on Pesach, you're over, or according to Rashi, over Meshogeg. So it seems again, according to Rashi, that it, like Tosfos in some sense, that only when you find it are you over, right? Because otherwise, you could have said that. But more than that, not just when you find it, you're over. Only if you find it and you're worried about it, you want to figure out a way to own it. Why? Why is that true? Why don't you just say that no, once you find it, you know you have it, like Tosfos, it's must be Alcha and you're over. Oh, so I think Rashi answered that question. Rashi said the last words, which I told you I'll get back to you. He says, Alam Mishabat love, when you're Mavat al Khamates, Eno over the low cost of El Tashbisu. Once you're Mavat al Khamates, you're no longer over and buy your by Matzah because all the Torah said is Tashbisu. Because all the Torah said is Tashbisu, what's Shaykhis? We're talking about Bayar by Matzah. Why are you telling us Betashbisu? Pshat in Rashi is that the Torah said, get rid of this chametz. Tashbisu means get rid of your chametz, right? Tevatlin, get rid of your chametz. Now, if you don't get rid of your chametz, you're over in Bayar by Matzah. Bayar by Matzah, according to Rashi, is a lav on the Isser of Tashbisu. There's a mitzvah on the mitzvah of Tashbisu. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is get rid of your chametz. If you don't get rid of your chametz, you're over and buy your matzah. So until now, you did exactly what you're supposed to do. You checked for chametz, you looked for chametz, you didn't find any chametz, or you found and you burned it, whatever it is, you found your chametz. You weren't poshea, you did your bedika, you missed something. So, right, you did your bedikas chametz. So until now, you cannot have possibly been over and buy your matzah, because buy your matzah is just it's the Isser of Tashbisu, right? It's the lav of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. But you did your mitzvah of Tashbisu, so you're not over by Matzah. Oh, but now comes Pesach, and you have a piece of cake on the floor. Now, once again, you have a mitzvah of Tashbisu. And now you have chametz. Now you got to burn it, right? Or you got to mevatel it, one of the two. So, says Rashi, okay, if you mevatel it right away, or if you burn it right away, you're not over. Even you're not over Ba'onis or Bashoy anything, because you were doing your mitzvah of Tashbisu. If you don't do your mitzvah of Tashbisu, because you start figuring out, can I give it to my neighbor, can I do this, can I do that, should I figure out, so then you have to do your mitzvah of Tashbisu. Why don't you do your mitzvah of Tashbisu? Then you're over by Rabbi Matzeh. That's what Rashi says. If you do Bittul, you're not over by Rabbi Matzeh, because all the Torah says is Tashbisu. So it's Gevaldik. What comes out is Mamash, a totally different understanding of Rabbi Matzeh. According to Tosfos, by Matzah is owning Chametz on Pesach. Okay, now question Tosfos Rosh, if it's when you have the Matzah, Biyadchar now. But the Ikker Getter is owning it on Pesach. You might have to know that you own it, you might not have to know that you own it. That's the Getter of by Matzah. According to Rashi, it's Mamash no Sheikhis to that. It's that when you're that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to get rid of your chametz. If you do not do that chiyuv d'oraisa and you end up owning chametz on Pesach by not doing that chiyuv, you're over and by your by matzeh. But it's not just owning chametz; it's not the yisur. It's the bittul of tashbisu, and if you own chametz by being over on tashbisu, then it's by your by matzeh. And the chodei nafkin meaning. Right. In the meantime, if it takes you time to mevata, I mean, it takes you time to burn it. That's what I was trying to say. That might be a nafka. Shlomo Zalman thinks that's a nafka. I mean, I hear the Kashim Tosas later. I'm masking, and he's a masking. But at least in theory, and I remember there are nafkins of this. Ibn David has a nafka. Ibn David says the following: what if you're a posheya on erev, like Ibn David in Arsugya and the Chafala? So he says, Havmina is a well, whatever. He's mefapel in the Gemara, whatever. Just one svar. He says the following. You could have thought it's a pshia to give it to the animal in the first place, right? But giving it to the animal, what kind of more idiot gives him his gives his chametz to an animal on Pesach running around the house, like giving it to like your 2-year-old to like go run amok? Like it's not so smart. So then you could see it as a pshia, and if you're pshia, then even if you don't find it, you're over and by Rabbi Matzeh, says the Ram, says there being a David. Oh. So according to Tosis, that's not true, Bechora. Because you don't know you have it. Okay, you weren't so smart. You gave it to your dog, gave it to your 2-year-old. Not so smart. But they could have taken it to the street. You know, you also, once the same person who gives his 2-year-old chametz in Erev Pesach also lets his kid run out in the street. Right, so he could have, you don't know that you had chametz in Pesach, right? So you're not over by Rabbi Matzeh. I, you're Poshea. Okay, you're Poshea. You're not so smart. But you're not over by Rabbi Matzeh. According to Ran, Ben David, and he's Rashi. Very similar to this Rashi, you're over because you were not properly makayim tashbisu. That was a pshia in the chiyuv tashbisu. Once you're pshia in the chiyuv tashbisu, if you own chametz Pesach, you're over by Rabbi Matzeh. Right? So here didn't get him in Tosfos. Fine, that's the third shita. That's Rashi. Now, Ben David and the Ran, I keep putting them in the same camp as Rashi. It's a little bit different, I think. I'm not going to read the Rebbein Dov inside. Look at the Rebbein Dov based on Daf Vavam of Beis, I think. He's very interesting. He's Ma'arich a little bit. But he's a Fapa in Rashi. I think he says, according to Rashi, if all the time that you're spending on it, you're not over, exactly for the reason we're saying. So he says a little differently. I don't remember all the people, just look at inside. But basically, the Getter... I'm not going to show you every word. If you look in the Ran also, there's a very long Ran, very famous, Aleph and Aleph from the Rabbi Arif over here. So the Ran is Marech on Tashbisu and Bayra, fine. So there it's clear as day in this Ran. He says that if you're only over Mekan al-Haba, like we're saying, you're only over once you find it. And if you read in Meduyuk, it sounds like similar to Rashi. I'm not sure if exactly the same thing. I'm going to say it's another way to understand things. Very, very similar. According to Rashi, we're saying that you have a chiyuv tashbisu, you have a chiyuv to get rid of your chametz, right? And if you don't do that chiyuv, you don't get rid of your chametz, and you own chametz Pesach, you're over by Rabbi Matzeh. Right? That's what's saying to Rashi. So let's say a little differently. Again, if you look at the Rebbein Dov, look at the Ran well, and I think that's what comes out of them. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. But I think what comes out of them is a little bit different. The Be'etzem... If you own chametz on Pesach, you're over by Rabbi Matzeh. But it's very similar. But Tashbisu, if you do the mitzvah, Tashbisu is basically a matir to that issur. The Torah says, don't own chametz on Pesach. God says, so says God to Moses, do not own chametz on Pesach. Right? If you do Tashbisu, and it turns out you owned... It's not just that it's not even an ones. I'll read this a little bit around for you. Not just that it's an ones. It's a heter gamur. Meaning, if you did tashbisu, right? If you did tashbisu, you're not over on the iser. Now, it's a very similar Getter to Rashi, right? Because it's tied to Tashbisu. It's a tiny bit different. There could be Nachminas, like the, I forgot what the Nachminas might be, but there could be, you know, again, small Nachminas. Going to Rashi, I'm trying to say that the Pshat is, the Chiv is Tashbisu, and if you don't do Tashbisu, you're over. Very similar, but it might be that the Chiv is to own it, just Tashbisu is a Heter. Okay, what's the Nachmin? I think there are Nachminas, but you know, look at the Rabbi David, if he's Mefapel against Rashi, those might be the Nachminas. But you should look. Okay, so just in the Ran, just to show this, he says the following. He proves that you can do that part of Tashbisu is just doing Bedika, getting rid of all your Chametz. He says, Nimse Sata Omer, Lefitas Zesh, Ator Sha'amra Tashbisu. No. Oh. So you. Ve'im shema yimsa acher klachtz goska yafia yivarena la'alter shema. So shema tomar. So then he's asking on the Gemara. Our Gemara says, we just read, the Gemara says, so we have vatal miyad. So shema tomar the mafreya over alei. Oh, so exact talk of this question, right? Maybe you should over the mafreya. You should over because you the shoving. You had chametz. Agav, the lashon lafreya is a very strange lashon. Not lafreya, just that you're over the whole time, but shoving. It's a very strange lashon. Leisa, I mean, I'm not sure why he says lafreya. Okay. Leisa, sharei samcha Torah al chazakos. No, the Torah, there was so many chazakos all over the place. B'chol shabarako san mekomos sharagulim vatsi behen chametz yatsi dichavaso ve'in lo lachosh lekikar. The Torah uses chazakos all the time. You're allowed to say if you looked everywhere and you're supposed to find chametz, you haven't found chametz. It's a chazaka that there's no other chametz. So when I read this, I thought, oh, taka, it sounds like you're over bonus though. Okay, you lie in chazaka all the time, right? Let's say you're allowed to lie in robe, and right, Tosafot in the verse, you're allowed to lie in robe. Let's say taka, you lie in robe, and it turned out to be the miyah. So you ate chazer because you lied on you were thinking about the ruba. You thought you could assume this is the heter. Turned out this was the iser. Okay, so you're over ba'onas. You're not chayav chatos. you're not for sure. You're onas. So I was thinking, okay, whenever you lie in a chazaka, you're over ba'onas. So but it sounds like you're over ba'onas. Ah, that's tarachin because later on the Ran says. Basically, sounds like you're not over at all. He says, "V'nimtzar over alei." V'nimtzar zato omer lefi das desh. Atorah she'amrat hashpisu haynu o bebitol o bedika ubir v'haynu b'chamit yadua o v'tei chashash mekomos shuragil l'matzei behen. Avakol she'ein lo chamit yadua v'lo mekomos shuragil l'matzei behen lo chala alav mitzvah hashpasa. Shareyat omer shekol shabarak afi shelo bitol v'nishtayu v'yadu v'skos gal yabe einu overlay el v'shiyasu v'shas mitziyav v'elach. You're only over v'shas mitziyav v'elach. So Klapi La, I understand. You're clean. You're not over v'shogim, but you're over bonus. This is Lashon. He says that you're not over at all until we kind of love all. So you'll say. So I understand. You should be over bonus. But if you say that we're saying again, it makes sense. Then no. The Torah said you can't over chametz to Pesach. But if you do bitol, sorry, if you do Tashbisu, if you do a mitzvah Tashbisu, kind of mitzvah to do and karoi, meaning you do and you rely on the chazaka, you're allowed to rely on chazakos. There's a mitzvah in Torah to check, and more than that, you don't go nuts. You do what you're supposed to do, and after that, you rely on the chazaka. There's muchzuk that I don't know more chametz. You check all the cases that me stumble you have chametz. If you check all the places, you don't have to worry that you have chametz in other places. So you can rely on the chazaka. And you don't know Mr. Tashbisu. Well, once you know Mr. Tashbisu, you're not over by Matze anymore. Right, Mash, what we're saying. Fine. So this is the Chazer. There's basically two camps, I'm trying to say. Right, the people who... There's the Baiatosis and Rashi and the Ran. The Baiatosis are not Mashva... Don't connect the Chiyuv Tashbisu necessarily to Ayvara by Matze. And if you're going to you do... So the Bali Tosis, there's two sheets. There's one that the Tosis that if you own chametz when you know you own it, you're over. Or kind of the Tosis Rush. No, even if you don't know you own it, if you own chametz, period, you're over. And the Ran and the Rashi are different sheets. Though. No, if you are not. If you're not Makan Tashbisu, you own Chametz through a bitl of Tashbisu, you're over. If you do Tashbisu and you own Chametz, not a problem. Just the question is that is it pshat that it's a lav to the Aseh, or is it more of a heter on the lav? That's the question. Then we said a nafkamina is, you know, one. There are a number of nafkaminas, I think, but one nafkamina we said is if you're posheya in tashbisu, and then you own chametz, but you don't know. So according to Tosfos, you don't know, Maisa. You're not over by Maisa. But according to the Ran and Rashi, you could say that no. And Rabbi Nova Taka says this, that since you're posheya in tashbisu, you weren't makai in tashbisu karoi, mela, you own chametz in Pesach, you're over.